Well, John, there are certain days in the cricket season where the weather is a rude interruption and it stops your progress. I think it could be arguable that it's possibly maybe helping Durham in this situation.
Yeah, we're not in a particularly strong position in the game, and losing a couple of sessions out of the day has probably done Warwickshire more harm than us. Yeah, that's fair to say.
There was only 8 overs possible today. We're forever looking at the light regulations on days like this. The floodlights are on. They're among the brightest in the country. But basically, it boils down to what the umpires feel is right and wrong, doesn't it? That's where the guidelines stop.
I think once the lights are on, then you are down to the umpire's interpretation. And when they feel, I think the wording is when the artificial light has taken over, as opposed to just supporting the natural light. As you say, it's very much down to how the umpires see it. Once they've called it, that they feel that it's not good enough, then it obviously has to improve to get back on. And it would just look like getting worse pretty much through the afternoon.
I was told at the start of this season, because these lights are so good, it's not really down to a case of artificial light anymore. It's more a case of the trees in the background and the dark blue seats and whether the umpires are satisfied that the players can see the ball safely in the field.
Well, you've been told more than I have. No, they are excellent lights. They're among the best in the country, if not the best in the country. So we've probably got more chance of playing here than we have anywhere else when the light does drop outside the ground. But today the umps decided it wasn't good enough.
In the greater scheme of things, it now gives you a good opportunity to try and save a match, which you've really been on the back foot in for most of it.
Yeah, we have a chance tomorrow, definitely. As I say, taking a couple of sessions out of the game hasn't done us any harm. It's probably taken the win out of it for us. But if we can get a draw out of it tomorrow, that would be some achievement. But we'll have to work very hard against their attack on what is still a wearing pitch, which offered pretty much quite a lot to the bowlers all the way through.
Yeah. You still believe there was a possibility that you might be able to engineer yourselves into a situation where you could try and go for a win a la Edgbaston earlier in the year?
To be honest, with the pitch offering quite a bit to the bowlers all the way through, I thought at the start of the day that we'd probably have to bowl them out and then get ahead of them and bowl them out again, because there was plenty of time left in the game, and a draw I thought was quite unlikely. But as it is now, then, I think us getting far enough ahead to bowl them out is probably out the window. So if we can get through the day still batting, I'll be pretty happy.
Yeah. The last 3 weeks have just been an issue with the bat for some reason, haven't they? It started with Somerset on a difficult pitch, then it continued at Middlesex last week. This game has more or less mirrored quite a lot of what went on at Middlesex as well.
I think this is Middlesex slightly different. First day at Middlesex, we were poor. We had to put a hand up. That was not a 200 pitch. We were miles off the pace with what we got in the first innings at Lords. Here, it's difficult to say how far off the pace we were. The conditions were tricky on that first morning. And they have a good bowling attack. As I say, the pitch is still offering quite a bit to all the bowlers. So we may have been under par, but not by as far as we were at Lords.